I don't know what the exact goal is right now. I think it's just basically a way for them to, for them meaning the government, to find another way to, another strainer in the mill. We don't, the Japanese government has never had, in post-war era, had an open-door policy towards unskilled labor. It's always had sort of like backdoor skill policies towards unskilled labor. They say trainees and researchers, but essentially those people come over here and clean pigsties and pound sheet metal. Yeah, it's still unskilled labor. Anybody can do it because the employers are breaking promises. Now, they're saying we're going to ostensibly make this more skilled labor. Skills as in, for example, language acquisition. Fine, I understand that. But again, without carrots as well as sticks, you're just going to have another way for people to abuse non-Japanese coming in by potentially saying to them, "Oh, you haven't learned enough Japanese. I still detect an accent. Oh, you don't know this word, as you just mentioned a minute ago. So we're going to recommend that your visa be denied. Oh, unless you take a pay cut." I mean, I've been in a situation like that where my employer said that my Japanese had not improved enough, and so they cut my pay.